The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Monday, March the 12th. A very unexpected podcast in many respects. First of all, Stratford's been abandoned, so obviously we're now recovering Dundalk in the main programme. But we don't normally get Dundalk on a Monday. That's usually safe for Wednesdays and Fridays. But we've got eight races to deal with and quite surprised to see so many runners as well. And decent performers as well on show, particularly that 5.05. That doesn't look a bad race at all. Hopefully we can have one or two winners on the way, and we begin by taking a look at the first race, which is a 6 furlong maiden. Voy Hoyan is obviously going to be a popular choice here, having got a rating of 78, but he must admit he's been a bit disappointing. So unless the gelding operation in the close season has worked the oracle, I'd but prefer the chances here of California Yahoo from the Fozzie Stacks stable. First of all, we know Fozzie Stacks horses really go well in the early part of the season. He's usually fairly deadly at the Curra first meeting. So Fozzie's horses are usually worth bearing in mind first time off the shelf. And this horse shaped really well here on his debut as well, over 5 furlongs, went slowly away and inexperienced from stall 12. I thought he kept on quite nicely late on to finish a respectable 6 behind Quasimiri. There's been plenty of winners out of that race subsequently, including the second. And the step-up in trip should really suit this Scat Daddy gelding, who has got quite a bit going in his favour there in race number 1. On to the second race then, which is the first of the competitive handicaps here this afternoon. And in a wide-open race, I'd probably go with Glenmore here, who comes in here in really good order. A winner of 2 of his last 5 starts. I thought he was really impressive here last time out when he beat a very good field in quite a good speed figure. He picked up the running just going inside the final couple of furlongs, and even though he was pressed late on by Lily's Prince and Blues Breaker, he found quite a bit for pressure to win, I thought, actually, with a little bit in hand. Prior to that, he'd been running well over 7 furlongs and a mile, but on my evidence and speed figures, he's definitely better off at this trip that he encounters here this afternoon. Although he's been raised in the handicap subsequently, I do think this 0-65 belt is certainly well within his capabilities, and he gets on really well with Dennis Linehan as well, who takes a valuable 5 off. On to the 3.05, and once again, we see the sight of Highly Approved on the race card, having run here a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. Indeed, this filly ran only three days ago, and it was to a fairly high standard as well. I actually fancied one quite strongly against her on that particular occasion, Patrick Joseph, but ultimately he, in the end, was disappointing. I'm actually flabbergasted to see this horse in a claimer, given the way that she's been winning. She travels really well. She seems to have a good attitude, and like I say, time figures have been, you know, fairly good. So what she's quite doing in this grade, I do not know. Obviously, Bonnie Bow's got to be respected from the Jessica Harrington stable, having finished second in a decent maiden here last time out. But I'm really keen on Joseph O'Brien's filly here. She does seem to looks in good order. She's going about her business well. She seems to be a horse you basically can put anywhere in a race, and she has got a nice turn of foot at the end. So Highly Approved should justify favouritism there, hopefully, in that 3.05. On to the 3.35, and once again, it's that man, Joseph O'Brien, who comes into the spotlight here with Irish Minister, who was a good second behind the Gambled On editorial here the last day. But the pair of them were all clear of a strongly fancied David Marnane horse, Havana Go. And with the time figure of that race suggesting that he'd run to a pretty high standard, then I'd expect him to beat this at Port Lions, who albeit won last time out, got chucked out through a little bit of late interference. But ultimately, Port Lions has been a little bit difficult to win with, and stall 9 won't be that easy for him to overcome today, particularly as Irish Minister has got equally good form and time figures under my estimation. So at odds around about 9-4 this morning, I'm going to go with Irish Minister to get off the mark at the full time of asking. On to the 4.05, which is a weak-looking maiden. Sir Danilo's had loads of chances, so I'm quite readily passing him over at a very short price in favour of Wedding Photo, who shaped with a good deal of promise on second start for Peter Fahy here over today's course and distance when finishing third behind Nivo from the Michael Halford stable. Now, Nivo, who won that race, has gone on to frank the form with a victory over a mile and a quarter here Friday night, so that form's already taken a nice little boost. And given that performance by Wedding Photo came off the back of a six-month layoff, one could expect a good deal of improvement. I like the way she stuck to her task, and she was quite fancied in the market as well. So Wedding Photo, around about 5-2 top price this morning, gets a confident vote there in race number 5. On to the 4:35, and quite a few of these are locking horns again, having contested a similar handicap to this when last seen. The likes of Baby Bellini, Multiviz War Room and Rummaging are all towards the head of the market here. Baby Bellini was probably the worst one, came out the worst of the draw on that particular occasion. So I thought he did really well to finish second behind the eventual winner. Of course, whether he can go back-to-back and perform to the same level is open to slight question, but I'd certainly give him the benefit of the doubt, particularly as he's fairly lightly raced and arguably open to a little bit of improvement. I'd certainly give War Room a fair shout. Of course, he was drawn stall 14 that day, so he did well to finish as close up as he did. And he's got stall 1 this afternoon, but sometimes that inside of the track actually is having a bit of an adverse effect in the home straight, because when they're turning for home, the ones on the inside are diving towards the unfavoured side part of the track, which has definitely been not the place to be in recent times. So Baby Bellini is the each way choice around about the 5-1 mark there in the 4:35. On to the 5:05, and the best race on the card without a shadow of a doubt, and the big improver over this course and distance in recent times has been Financial Conduct, who had a couple of runs early on in the season in decent maidens before getting off the mark here on the 6th of December in a weak contest when he won actually with a bit more in hand than the official margin suggested. But he was really impressive here the last day when nicely back to win a handicap, and he did it with some style and aplomb. I love the way he went through that race, and in the latter stages when he was pressed by Arcanda, who looked to be going better at the 2 furlong pole, he really did open up and stretch all the way to the line to win in the style of a horse going places. Now obviously this is going to be a lot tougher. He's up against Elishpour, who's been performing well and stays really well over 2 miles. And this Nimitz as well, who I've regular podcasters know I've got a little bit of an affection for. But to my knowledge, Nimitz is best over a mile and a quarter. Whether he's got the stamina to see out a mile and a half is obviously open to question. I do like this Financial Conduct. You can put him pretty much anywhere in a race. He settles well. And as I said, he's got a good attitude in the finish. And Shane Foley is 2-2 on the horse as well. So he's the choice in the nap of the day in the 5:05. On to the final race then, the mile and a quarter, 0-65 handicap. And not a great deal make too much appeal here. Lizard Point would have been the obvious starting point, but once again, this horse has been drawn a desperate bad hand by being stuck out on the outside in stall 14. A couple of runs ago, he managed to nearly overcome that stall position when third behind Nimitz. And he didn't run too badly the last day when much better drawn last time out, but he's just becoming a little bit expensive to follow. North and 22 tells its own story. Therefore, I'm going to pass him over in favour of Easy Boy. At least we know he's a fairly consistent type that can be relied upon for all he's to give his running. Yes, his last two runs have been over a mile and a half, but he has got some decent form over a mile and a quarter. Also, he gets on really well with Killian Leonard, and he's a fairly straightforward and uncomplicated type, particularly since the visor and the tongue tie combination have been added. Round about 5-1 this morning, Easy Boy is the choice each way in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to the edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hope you could join me again on the weekend when we've taken a look at Navan's programme, which of course sees the next instalment of the Trials and Tribulations of Dr. Phoenix, who one or two of us here at William Hill Towers have got a little bit of a share in, so hopefully we'll keep you up to speed with that. Until we chat again then over the weekend, it's a very goodbye for me, and of course have a great Cheltenham. Bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.